Forget that day, can you? Amen. Amen. When all the burdens from us are rolled away. Amen. I know some have had great testimonies of how the Lord saved them and delivered them and changed them overnight. Amen. But I'm glad tonight that He can change me, Brother Wayne. Amen. Amen. I believe every time we get into the presence of God, He changes us, doesn't He? Amen. I certainly need change. And, you know, you hear a lot of talk about change in our nation and change of things around us. But I believe one thing we certainly need is that change spiritually. Amen. That the Lord can draw us closer and nearer unto Him every day, every hour. And I'm glad for Him tonight. If you'll take a Bible with us tonight, I'd like to share with you from the Word of God just a little while tonight. In the Gospel of Mark, if we could turn there tonight, in the 6th chapter, praise the Lord. We appreciate this time. We've been able to be here with Brother and Sister Snow and the church family and each and every one of you. We thank God for you. So glad to, amen, Sister Hankins and the family, amen, been able to be here. And each and every one, appreciate you tonight. Amen. Appreciate the goodness of the Lord. And amen. We certainly miss Pastor tonight. Pray that the Lord is just blessing, which I'm sure He is, and having His way in the revival there. And but we ask you to keep us in your prayers. Amen. The Lord be willing, we'll be leaving tomorrow to we have to head back north for a few services up that way. And then Lord willing, week after we'll be headed out east toward Georgia and South Carolina and then kind of working our way back from there. So keep us in your prayers. And we did bring some of our newsletters along. If you'd like to have one, amen, we've got some there. Just kind of tells where we've been recently and some of the, we've been having tent meetings and the Lord's been blessing and different things we're doing. So please pray for us. Amen. Always remember Brother Joe and Sister Joey. Ask God to help us because we need His help. Amen. And we certainly want to reach the lost, do all that we can. Amen. For the kingdom of God. Praise God. Chapter 6 there in the Gospel of Mark, verse number 45. I'd like to start there if we could. Praise God. When you have it, say amen. It says, and straightway He constrained His disciples to get into the ship and to go to the other side before unto Bethsaida, while He sent away the people. And when He had sent them away, He departed into a mountain to pray. And when even was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and He alone on the land. And He saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of the night, He cometh unto them, walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. I know a man who can. Amen. Don't you? I know he can. Walking upon the sea, would have passed by them. But when they saw Him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit and cried out. For they all saw Him and were troubled. And immediately He talked with them and saith unto them, be of good cheer. It is I, be not afraid. And He went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure. For they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. Praise God. I'm going to stop there for a moment. Can we pray one more time and ask the Lord's help tonight? Amen. By His precious holy word. Brother Wayne, would you lead us in prayer tonight, brother? Ask God's help tonight. Praise God. Thank God we all said amen. Amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Reach over to somebody you didn't come with tonight and tell them I'm glad to see you in church tonight. Amen. Glad to see you in church tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad for the presence of the Lord and the goodness of His Spirit? Precious Holy Ghost that we feel here tonight. And I had a thought upon my heart, and I've been studying the Word, and it's just kind of something that has really stuck in my mind, and I couldn't get away from this today, so I'm going to ask the Lord to help me to share it with you tonight. I heard a preacher, a minister, some time ago, and he was talking about a word that's called resolve. Resolve, and that resolve, in the Webster's Dictionary, a resolve is a fixed purpose of mind, or a settled determination, a decided resolution. When you make up your mind to accomplish something, amen, you get a resolve within you, within your your mind, if it can be in the natural, in your physical being, you realize that I've got to accomplish something. Maybe you set out to do something throughout the day, and you set some goals, and you say, I want to get all of this done this day, or this week, or this month, this year, whatever it might be. You might, amen, just get that resolve to accomplish what needs to be done. Well, you see, when Jesus called the disciples one more time, amen, brother, like he had many times before, he told them, get in the ship and go to the other side. And you know, to the natural mind, that could sound very easy. Amen, brother Mike, it could have sounded like it just something so simple that I'm sure they had done so many times before. Amen, but this time there was going to be some things that they were going to encounter that they probably were not expecting. You see, tonight, brother and sister, I feel like tonight that the Holy Ghost has commissioned me and you. Amen. God has called us tonight, and he's appointed unto me and you, and given us something in our lives that we must certainly accomplish for the kingdom of God. How many could say amen? Amen. I believe the Lord has called us. His purpose is determined in our hearts because, amen, there's a lost and a dying world, and souls are perishing by the multitude. And so he's looking for somebody tonight, amen, that'll take up a resolve in your heart and say, Lord, I want that resolve to, amen, to cause me to be able to fulfill the will of God for my life tonight. You might say, Brother Shorter, I'm not as sure exactly what God has planned for all of my life. Maybe as a young person or even as an older person in the church, you might say, I still have not caught the glimpse and grasped the will of God for me. But I'd like to encourage us here tonight, brother and sister, if we could get just such a resolve tonight to make it to the other side. Amen. Get such a resolve tonight to accomplish the Father's will. Make just such a resolve tonight to say, I've got to do exactly what the Master has called me to do. Amen. I'm going to say one more time, I know the Lord has called me. Amen. I know he's chosen me. Help me just a little bit. Do you believe he's called us tonight? Amen. Do you believe he's appointed us? Do you believe he's brought us out for a purpose? And we know tonight that there's something that the Master has for us to accomplish. Amen. But to be able to fulfill his will, it takes me gaining that resolve in such a way that I say, I'm not going to let nothing stop me. Amen. Like our sister was sharing with us tonight. Amen. We're not going to let nothing stand in our way as we got to make it to the other side. I'd like to preach to somebody here tonight. Let's get a resolve, church, to make it to the other side. There may be some things standing in our way. There may be some obstacles we may have to face, but I've got to do what he has called me to do, and whatever it takes to get there, I've got to make it. I've got to make it. Whatever it takes, whatever I've got to go through, whatever I've got to face. And you see, the disciples were already, you know, they had just come. This was the time, amen, Brother Jody, the Master had just fed the multitudes. Amen. Throughout that day, that they had seen a great miracle and a great wonder as the Lord, amen, had parted those loaves and those fishes and fed thousands just from that little bit. And so now the disciples were somewhat tired and somewhat weary from all the busyness of the day. And now the Master gave them a commandment. I'm not finished with you. Amen. I've got something else that I need for you to do. Amen. Could I tell you tonight, brother and sister, he's not finished with me and you yet. Amen. I know sometimes we may get a little weary in our journey, maybe a little weary in our well-doing, but I'd like to encourage someone here tonight. How can we get such a resolve and say, oh Lord, whatever it is you have for me to do, I'm ready to do. Amen. I've got to be one of those pillars in the church. I'd like to be one of those that can be beneficial, amen, to the church and to the kingdom of God. I'd like for him to use me as an instrument. I'd like for him to be able to, amen, call upon me, and I'd be ready to hear. I'd be ready to obey. I'd be willing. I'd be submissive and say, oh yes, Lord, here I am. Here I am one more time. Help me. I've got to have your help. Amen. But as the Master spoke to them, you see, I'm going to take this just a little time with you. Amen. But just as these things began to happen, you see, amen, sometimes we've got to just step back a little bit and take a look at something that I believe the Lord has placed in the Word of God just for me and you. You see, this may be just a simple Bible story that we have read a lot of times, but Brother Wayne, it's more than just a story. Amen. This was fact. This was real life. This was exactly
exactly what had happened. And could I tell you tonight that the same Jesus that called those disciples, the same one that commissioned them, is the same Master that's commissioning me and you tonight to be the vessel and to be the instrument and to say, Lord, hallelujah, I'm willing to obey your command. Sure, there's a sacrifice. Sure, there's a price. Sure, sometimes it puts me to the press. Sometimes it pushes me beyond the limit. Amen. Sometimes to that place to where I feel like I can hardly do no more. Amen. But when we realize, amen, that there's something great that the Master wants to accomplish, they didn't know exactly what the purpose was, but all they knew was he said, get to the other side. So that's what they made up their minds to do. Sure, we're tired. Sure, we're weary. Amen. Sure, we struggle through some things, but we've got to get to the other side. Would somebody lift a hand tonight and say, Lord, I've got to make it to the other side. I've got to get there. I've got to gain that, amen, that eternal blessedness of glory one of these days. I've got to make it, brother, and just to look upon his face and him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Oh, brother, it'll be worth it all. Sister, it'll be worth it all. No matter what we must go through. But Lord, why is it so difficult sometimes? You see, you know, Jesus, you know, for the natural mind, you could think, but the Lord, he didn't get out there on the boat right away with them, brother. He just sent them out and he went up into the mountain. But you see, he was busy, of course, with his Father's business. And he went into the mountain to pray, but not once did he ever take his eye off of those whom he loved. Amen. Not once did he ever take his eye. Amen. You see, when you look at that just a little bit closer, amen, you see they were out there, brother, and they were rowing, and they were struggling to get through. And pretty soon here come, amen, a great tempest on that sea that began to spin and turn that boat around. Amen. Here come that great wind, and the waves began to crash against it, but all through the midst of it, Brother Mike, they may have thought that they were all by themselves. But could I tell you tonight, Jesus was right there with them. He had his eye upon them. He was looking down upon them. Could I tell someone here tonight, he's looking down upon me, and he's looking down upon you, and he knows exactly where we're at. He knows exactly what we're going through. He knows exactly what we're facing. If I don't tell anybody about it, thank God Jesus knows. My Jesus knows just what I need. Oh, yes, he knows just what I need. He knows, he knows, he knows. And brother, there was nothing that was going to stand in his way. Thank God for reaching those whom he loved. Amen. You see, every time we come in the church house, every time you kneel in your prayer closet, every time you make up your mind and you say, I'm going to do something for God, sure that temptation's going to come. Sure that trial's going to face us. Sure that problem is going to arise. But that's where I get, amen, ask God to stir that resolve in me. Oh, could somebody help me just a little bit tonight and say, Lord, stir that resolve in us tonight. A fixed mind, a determined heart. Amen. Just looking unto Jesus as the author and the finisher of my faith. I've got to make it through. No matter how hard the pull is, no matter how hard the struggle is, no matter how difficult the trial may be. Lord, I got to make it. I got to make it. I've got to make it. The devil tells many times, because you know what, he tests our perseverance. How many of you know that our endurance is tested? Our perseverance is tested. We're put to the test. We're put to the trial. Sometimes through the fire. Amen. Sometimes it gets so hot. And sometimes the burden gets so heavy. And sometimes the weight and the load becomes so overwhelming. And Brother Wayne, I'm rowing and I'm rowing. Because I want to do something for God. Amen. I'm rowing and I'm rowing and I'm praying and I'm fasting and I'm holding on and I'm seeking his face. Amen. I'm looking unto him. Oh, could somebody help me tonight? Amen. Somebody knows what I'm talking about tonight. Amen. Sometimes it'd be so easy to get a little weary in my well-doing. But could you keep on rowing, brother? Could you keep on rowing, sister? Amen. Could you keep reaching out and keep digging in? Amen. Because somebody, hallelujah, is coming to my help. Somebody's coming to my rescue. Somebody's coming to meet me and to help me through this time. Lord, would you help us tonight? The devil likes to tell us, hey man, you might as well blend in. You might as well mix in. You might as well go with the flow. Hey man, they could have very well have thought, this is too hard. We can't get to the other side. Let's just turn around and go back. Let's just turn around and go back. How many can say tonight, I've come too far. I've come too far to look back. I've come too far. Hallelujah, I've come too far to look back now. I've come too far. I've come too far. He's been so good to me. Thank God. He's done so much for me. He's been so mighty in my life. He's been so good to me. There's no way I could ever think, hey man, to turn around. There's no way really I could ever think of throwing my road down. Hallelujah. We're going to get on that good old gospel ship tonight. And we're going to go sailing. Thank God, one of these days through the air. But until we do, could we believe that the master of the sea still has control of all things tonight, and he still knows how to get us through it. He still knows how to bring us through it. He still knows how to bring the victory that I need right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. You know, so many times we look around us because we see, you know, you see the weak, and you see the failing, and you see those that are without, and those that are hurting, those that are falling by the wayside. And it'd be so easy to say, Lord, what's the use in keeping on rowing? Because the devil's fighting so hard. And I'm struggling through. It's so difficult. But oh, thank God, could we keep rowing tonight? Could we keep rowing tonight? Hallelujah. I love what it says there. Amen, Sister Shirley. It says, amen, he saw them toiling in they're rowing. Amen. He saw them toiling in their rowing. Tonight, brother and sister, he sees you and he sees me. He knows exactly what we're toiling with. He knows exactly, amen, how difficult it gets at times. He knows how wearisome, amen, the soul battle with the flesh is on a daily basis. But thank God tonight that he gave us the power, amen, through the blood of Jesus Christ and through his wonderful name tonight, that I can still be crucified with Christ. Thank God, I can still be that new creature in Christ Jesus. I can still be made over tonight in his likeness, in his image, and he can build up something within me that he can use for his glory and for his honor. I thought about, you know, Paul the apostle, mighty man of God. Brother Mike, you know, if someone could say they accomplished something for the Lord, I believe Paul the apostle could have very well stood up and bragged and said how much he had accomplished for God. But brother, you know what he said over in the book of Philippians? He said, I count not myself to have apprehended. In other words, he was saying, I haven't made it yet. I haven't made it as of yet. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. Forgetting those things which are behind. Forget those things which are behind, whether they've been good, whether they've been bad, whether they've been difficult, whether they've been a heartache, a trouble, a trial, or they've been good, blessed, forget it all behind, because you know what, brother, it's gone and I can't bring it back. I cannot bring it back. But right now, from this moment forward, amen, I could take up my row and I could say, Lord, I'm striving to get to the other side. Amen, I could take up that paddle and I could begin to row. And sure, you might feel like sometimes that you're just spinning your wheels. Amen, sometimes you might get up and sing a song. You might testify. You might be praying about something. And you say, Lord, it just seems like I'm just digging myself deeper and deeper and deeper. But could you realize tonight that there is someone, amen, that's going to make their way to you, and the answer is on its way. If you'll just hold on just a little bit longer and reach out just a little bit higher and say, Master, I'm going to believe you to come to me and to bring me the answer that I certainly need tonight. Sometimes we go on and we go on because we pray for different things. You know what I'm talking about. We have family that we've been praying for years for salvation. And Brother Larry, sometimes I wonder, you know, you look around you, you say, Lord, what's it going to take? But if we can just hold on, keep on rowing, it's okay. Keep on rowing. Hallelujah. Sometimes you're praying for a breakthrough. You're praying for an answer. Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor was telling us Sunday night about deliverance. Sometimes we're asking God for deliverance. Amen. Just keep rowing. Thank God he gave us a commission. He gave us a call. Amen. He said, get to the other side. And whatever it takes, you've got to get there. Amen. Don't stop for a moment. Amen. Don't pause. Don't wait behind. Don't lag behind. But just keep pressing. Amen. Just keep rowing. Just keep going on. Because someone, thank God the help is on the way. But somebody, thank God tonight that the help is on the way. Amen. The Holy Ghost is in this house tonight. The Comforter is here for me and you. And to someone that will say, Lord, I'm going to believe your word and I'm going to trust what you say tonight. I'm willing to believe God even though everything is against me. Everything is against me. Somebody ever feel like that? That everything's against you? Did you know, and I'll read this to you one more time. It says, let me read this here. He saw them toiling in the rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And if I understand that correctly, brother, I believe that means that the wind was the opposite of what they were trying. They were trying to go one way, and the wind was trying to blow them the other direction. Complete opposite, contrary, against them. Fighting them. Amen. Hindering them from making any progress. And you see all the natural around us. And you know, we serve a good God tonight. And there's so many times, amen, our life is so blessed. And he gives us joy. And he gives us peace. But when I begin to, amen, to realize that this natural life is not going to be for me. Amen. This natural life is not going to go the way I want it to go. Amen. But only God, amen, can direct the steps of a righteous man. I can order those steps. And thank God can help us to make our way through. And sometimes, amen, you got to dodge this. Sometimes you got to avoid the temptation. Sometimes you got to get away from the problem. Sometimes you got to separate yourself from that which is trying to hinder you. Because it's contrary. It's contrary. This life is contrary to me and you. And don't ever be surprised when things don't go your way. Because this life is contrary to me and you. But the Christian life, the holiness life, the life of a child of God is what helps me and you, Brother Mike, to hold on. To hold on. Because we realize that even though all of this is against us, we know who is for us. Amen. The writer there in the book of Romans, amen, Paul told him, he said, if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. Just simple, amen, plain truth. But sometimes I got to shake myself and remind myself one more time. If the disciples had had that word to hold on to, they would have realized and not been fearful, because they would realize that the help was on its way. Amen. As Jesus saw them toiling in the rowing, the wind was contrary. But then it says that he came walking on the sea unto them. But I tell you tonight, it didn't matter how much water was in that sea. He walked upon it like it was as solid as this floor here tonight. Amen. He came walking unto those whom he loved to bring the miracle, to bring the deliverance, to bring the answer. That's what I love about the God we serve. I love that about him, brother, is that he looks down upon my need and he realizes that I can't make it without him. Sister Janice sang tonight, I can't even walk without holding his hand. Could somebody witness to that? Can't even walk. Can't even walk. Can't even get up out of bed, Brother Wayne, without him holding my hand. Can't lift up my mind or my heart one day to even say, oh Lord, help me to live for you today, day by day. It's a daily fight. It's a daily struggle. It's a daily battle. But we have the victory through Christ Jesus, our Lord. We have the victory. We have the victory. It's not too far away that I can't reach it. And he's not too far from me that he can't reach me. But thank God he comes down and he visits me and you. This did not hinder the master in any way, because he came to them And when they saw him, brother, it says they cried out for fear. They cried out for fear. It was so unbelievable. They could never have imagined, brother, that this was the Master. They couldn't recognize that it was him, that because they were so tormented in what they were going through, they could not realize that this was the Master coming to help them. They thought it was a spirit. They cried out for fear. Oh Lord, what is this now? Hey, we've got the storm coming. Was this the devil to come to destroy us? Oh no. You see, so many times, brother and sister, amen, things may look like, things may seem like, things may feel like that it's going to go completely against you. But could you realize tonight that the same one that saved us, the same one that bore us, the same one that delivered us, is the one that will walk beside us, and he'll make his way unto me and you, brother, amen, until he reaches us, and he begins to let us know that he's with us, and he's not going to let us down, he's not going to fail, he's not going to leave our side. But he said, behold, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. And there he reaches to me and you, lets me know that I can make it. He lets me know I can make it. I need to know that I can make it, because when nothing else can help me, I need Jesus to help me. He reached them, spoke to them, talk to them, let them know. I need that word, don't you? I need that comfort of the Holy Ghost. I need that comfort of His presence, of His Spirit, of His love. I'm going to close here real quickly. They saw Him walking upon the sea. They supposed it had been a spirit. Brother Serta, I know these things. I've read these things. I've heard these things. But fear so many times grips our hearts, tries to cause us to feel like we can't make it. My wife has testified many times to this. She was going through a time and dealing with something that she was battling. And the Lord gave us a scripture during that time. I believe it's 1 Timothy 1:7. He says, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. God hath not given us a spirit of fear. And you know, fear is natural for this man, for this earthly man. Fear is natural. Fear comes. It doesn't matter if it's a phone call, if it's trouble, if it's a trial, if it's a sickness, an affliction, whatever it might be, fear can come. But when I can say, Lord, you didn't give that to me. You didn't call me to that. Let me tell you tonight, brother and sister, he did not call them and set them out on the sea to allow them to be destroyed, to allow them to be wiped out. Do you think tonight that for once, for one moment, that he would take his eye off of me and you and allow the devil to just swallow us up? Oh no. Our Master is a good Master. He's the good shepherd of the sheep. He's the great I am. And he looks down to me and you. He says, I want to help you. I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you. Hallelujah. One more time, lift a hand with me if you would. Lord, we need your help tonight. We need your help tonight. You may not be going through anything right now, but let me let you know, just stick around. Stick around just a little bit, because those troubled seas are going to come. Those high waves are going to come. Those burdensome times are going to come. God hath not given us the spirit of fear, the power and of love and of a sound mind. Lord, get a hold of my mind. Get a hold of my mind. We talked to a lady one time. She was in so much distress because she was going through so much. And it got to the point, brother, to where she actually had to be admitted to a mental facility to try to help her regain control of her mind. And we went to visit her, spent a little time with her. We began to share the Word of God with her and talk to her. In her mind, it was so torn apart. She couldn't put things together, Brother Wayne. Nothing made sense. Nothing made sense. But I began to tell her, I said, Gracie, get a hold. Get a hold of Jesus. Get a hold of Jesus. Cry out to Him. Cry out to Him. You see, the devil is fighting on every hand. He's coming at me and you in ways that, I can guarantee you tonight by the Word of God that there's going to be some things come up against me and you this coming year, as long as the Lord tarries, because that's what this life is full of. But I can also guarantee you by the Word of God that He will not leave us helpless. He will not leave us helpless. He said, godliness with contentment is great gain. And why is that? It says, because He had said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Amen. In the book of Hebrews, He tells us, He said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. I can turn and I can walk away. I can abandon Him. I can leave Him. He's there reaching out to me, just like He did to them that day. It was unbelievable. Who is this man? What kind of man is this? Oh, more than man. More than man. Hallelujah. Somebody help me worship Him just a little while. Somebody help me thank Him just a little while. Sweet Holy Ghost, sweep over our souls here tonight. Hallelujah. You might say that everything's fine right now. Everything's going great. But I want to tell you something tonight, brother and sister. We need His strength. We need His comfort. We need His peace to surround us. When the devil tries to assail all of your perseverance, all of your hope, all of your faith, tries to attack you, tries to bring you down. God hath not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Don't listen to what the devil's telling you. Listen to what thus saith the Lord. His Word speaks to us, doesn't it? His Word speaks to us. Would you stand with us tonight? Just a little while tonight. Hallelujah. Something about the sweetness of the Holy Ghost. He is sweet, I know. My Jesus. He's sweet, I know. Because when those dark clouds rise, those storm clouds, they may rise and they will. When those stormy winds may blow, but there, we have an intercessor in that. We have a high priest, and I'm going to tell the world. I'm going to tell the world. Oh, wherever I go, that He's given me a resolve to make it. If I have found a Savior, oh, and He's so sweet, I know. Can we take confidence in Him tonight? Oh, my Jesus, He is sweet. I know you might be rowing tonight, and you might be getting weary in your rowing.
Jesus is sweet, I know.
But if you can open your spiritual eyes and get a glimpse of the Master, walking on the sea to get to you, walking on the sea to come to you, walking on the sea to bring you the answer. Stormy winds, they may blow. I'm gonna tell the world, oh, wherever I go, hallelujah, that I found my Savior, and He gave me a resolve. He gave you a resolve, a determination. I've got to make it. I've got to do what He's called me to do. I've got to obey His voice. I'm going to hold on. Oh, my Jesus, Jesus. He's sweet, I know. Just for me, He came. Just for you, He came. He's sweet. He's sweet, I know. Those storm clouds, they may rise. Sometimes they rise fierce. Oh, them stormy winds, they blow. Hallelujah. Oh, but I'm gonna tell the world. Yes, I am. Wherever I go, I've got to make it. My God's going to help me.
And I
have found a Savior. Yes, I have. Oh, and He is so sweet. I know. I'd like to ask you to do something, if you would. Could we come just gather here at the front? Just here is a church.